Lillian Shore Kilgore Brown actively takes part in protests, as did her grandmother, Susan Kilgore, in the 70s. In today's StoryCorps Northwest, Susan tells her granddaughter what she was protesting and what she learned from those experiences.
So did you do anything like that when you were in college?
I was actually much more political than I appeared. So there was a huge demonstration that turned into a riot right after Kent State on the University of New Mexico campus, and 11 people were stabbed by National Guards. National Guard had been called out, and those kids a day before had been on campus as students, and they didn't know what they were doing. They'd given them full clips and bayonets, and one of my friends was stabbed. Then it turned from a demonstration, a peaceful demonstration against the shootings at Kent State, to a riot, and a lot of people got locked up in the student union building. So later I was called to testify in court, but then I was too nervous. They didn't let me testify. So it was a real learning experience. And it was hard to understand that things could very easily go outside any box that had defined proper behavior to me in the past.
Like, did it cause any interruptions?
Well, for a while, the cynical comments were every time it got warm, we'd have a demonstration. I think what was real is that many people were responding to changes in the political situation. Young men were being drafted to go to Vietnam. The problem was very immediate. People were watching politics much in the way your generation has. People watched politics because it mattered really close. Our young male friends were in danger. So we became political in a way college students never had. And then I think that's kind of died out, and now it seems to be coming back with your generation. What do you think has made you participate? Do all your friends participate the way you do?
No, that's caused some tension. I feel like I've always been in a family who's like, you don't necessarily always fight for yourself. You fight for other people. Mm-hmm. When they can't. And I've always been able to go to protests and stuff like that. Maybe not the really big ones in the really big cities. It's important to me that I participate because while COVID's a risk right now, there's a lot bigger risks to a lot of other people. And I am being careful at the protests, and not to mention that if I got it, I feel I'm unlikely to get super sick by it. So I feel like I have the ability to go out and participate and try to make the world better, and so I kind of have a duty to, regardless of if that presents some inconveniences to me, as long as I'm, you know, keeping the people around me safe.
That's Lillian Shore Kilgore Brown talking with her grandmother, Susan Kilgore, in today's StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Innovia Foundation. Hear this and other stories at nwpb.org.